a very important one. You need, and body of Christ needs. Because when you look at the kind of Christianity we practice in our days, then we keep asking ourselves, are we really Christians? Even at the point of salvation, what we do tell people is not a whole truth. For example, we tell them, come and Jesus will solve all your problem. Is that not what we tell them? When we go for evangelism, is that not what we tell them? Jesus will solve all your problem. Now, you, as a child of God, has Jesus solved all your problem? Talk to me. Has he solved all your problem? Oh, God. You are not. Then why do we go out and tell people he will solve all your problem? So it's as if some of us too, we don't really understand what this Christianity is all about. So this teaching we've started looking at it among our brethren, but I realize this the Lord will want me to push out as a series throughout this month. And we'll be looking at what I titled Basic Doctrines of Christ and Christianity. Basic Doctrines of Christ and Christianity. As we come to life service, you will receive life of God. That actually that life is the word. And it is that word that produces miracle. Amen? So two things are going to happen. You receive word of God and then miracles will follow. But today I just want to initiate something as we start this series, Basic Doctrines of Christ and Christianity. Now let me start this way. I love where our brother who led us in the opening charges, you know, started from. 1 Peter 2:2, he was talking about why we should desire the sincere milk of the word. But listen, there are different levels of the word. Are you following me? There are different levels of the word. Please, media, let's work together. Hallelujah. For example, there is the water of the word. There is the water of the word. Then there is, where he quoted, the milk of the word. Then there is the meat of the word. Then there is the bread. Different levels. Nobody give birth to a child as I give him our bread. Or as I give him on our meat. Are we together? You say wheat, what that child can take? Milk. Not even the mixed milk, the natural one. Before you introduce the mixed milk. The same thing. Spiritually, your foundation must be well laid. If all the things that you will be fed with, you will not throw them out. Have you noticed that if you give a baby meat, what happened to the meat? The baby wasted it. It just chew, and then no matter how expensive that meat costs you as a mother. If you say, oh, this is Christmas. My daughter just is growing her first teeth. I want her to eat in this. You know, mothers do that a lot. Even though you know that child is going to waste that thing. They say, no, she must eat. No wonder today many words of God, many revelation, new dimensions of revelation God wants us, He wants to take us into as a church. We can't take them. We argue them. We debate them. Even today, tight, we debate tight. We debate many things. We cannot enter into the depths of what God has for us. You know why? We are not mature for it. But let's start with this, which scripture call the basics. Let's go to Hebrews. I will just do introduction, and that is part of my introduction I'm already doing. Hebrews chapter 6. Hallelujah to Jesus. So this does not have to do with how long you've been in church. Are you getting me? It doesn't have to do with how long you've been in church. The position you hold or you have held. All that matters is your understanding of what this that scripture called the basics. I read the word of God. Hebrews 6. Therefore, living the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance, that's number one, from dead works, and of faith towards God, that's number two, of doctrine of baptism, that's number three, baptism, and of the laying of hands, that's number four, and of resurrection of the dead, that's number five, and of eternal judgment, that's number six. So these basic doctrines of Christ, Christianity, are six in number. Number one, again, is repentance. Number two, faith. Number three, baptism, doctrine of baptism. Number four, doctrine of laying of hands. Number five, resurrection of death, or doctrine of resurrection. And number six, eternal judgment. Listen, if I would just mention from the last one, there is eternal judgment. Do you want to know how sure and how real entire judgment is, so that you can be mindful of how you live your life and stop pursuing material things and focus on spiritual things and eternal things? I hope you know there are prisons. How many of us know there are prisons? Thank you. And you know that those prisons is meant for people government think this one, they are not fit for the society. They will cause katakata for the society. And then they kept them there. If human government can do that and have that understanding, God's judgment and God's government has already prepared it. Although it is for devil and the fallen angel. But as many who will follow devil and his fallen angel, they will also fall into that eternal perdition. So never forget, whenever you remember there is a prison somewhere kept for people, where people that government think this one will be harmful to the society are kept, then that is what hell represents. But it's not meant for you. So don't live your life as if you want to go there. Praise God. So in order not to go to that last one, you begin your journey from repentance. So let's talk about repentance. So let's go to John chapter 3. Let's go to John chapter 3. Are you ready? Now, before we go to John chapter 3, don't forget, scripture called all of these things we are looking at, he said, they are foundation. They are foundation. Before you can have somebody say, he's now a PhD holder or a professor or whatever, then that fellow is the product of different stages of education, beginning with primary. In fact, today, the private schools, they've done so well that your graduation don't have to start from primary. It starts from kindergarten. Praise God. That as a baby, you can wear a gown. As a baby, you can wear a gown. But any sensible parent know that these people, they are just collecting my money. Hallelujah. I mean, when they tell you your baby is graduating from nursery school, I mean, what do you call it? Preparatory, nursery, and is going to a primary. He has not started anything. But even you as a parent, you are so glad. You call everybody. My baby is graduating. My friend, stop deceiving yourself. Stop deceiving him. Stop deceiving yourself. So the real things start from primary. Where at the end of certain years, you receive your school leaving certificate. And then secondary. I think things are changing in Nigeria now. I think they even stopped the primary something. I think the first certificate now come at, is it after 9 years now? I'm not sure. But whichever way, the first certificate will come either first 6 years or first 9 year of education. And then thereafter, senior secondary school. Then thereafter, it goes on and on. First degree, second degree, third degree. Whatever degree, until you can attain as many degree like thermometer. Praise God. So, making learning endless. And the more you learn, the higher you go. But you see, the foundation matters. I was speaking with a secondary school friend who presently lives in England. This guy, by the way, I need to let you know that while I was in school, I used to be in science class. So, and you know, science students, they are very smart. Efiku, anyone? Efiku. So, as you see me, I'll be Efiku. Praise God. But one way or the other, are you not happy for me? Thank you, Jari. But you know what? We know the Efikos and we know the Fikos. You know the Arafikos. Oh, there was this guy. The fellow I'm talking about today is Taiwo Ogunfora. Dr. Taiwo. He's not doctor. Dr. Taiwo Ogunfora. In those days, Tolulope Taiwo Ogunfora. We know some of us are Efikos. But this guy is Fiko, Fiko, Fiko. Why some of us are still trying to get 17 some things? This guy, he will clear everything. And he's the shortest and the youngest in our class. So, if all the garagara big ones, they are trying to harass others in the class, because this guy has something in his brain, nobody touch him. I just remember this thing. Nobody touch him. Because they know that in exam hall, he will rescue. Praise God. Since that time, I just know that this guy, Ogbeni Konkoloyi, Tokurujulaniwai, this guy, I'm the youngest. There is something peculiar about this guy. Today, Taiwo is a surgeon. So a few days ago, I reached out to him. I needed more explanation on certain things. And this guy, for about 45 minutes, gave me lecture. And he explained things even to the level of elementary for me. I said, this guy,
Well, I told him at the end of the day, I said, we know before.
What am I addressing today? Whatever he is today as a doctor, he started that journey long time ago. And can I also shock you? What I am today as a pastor is not new. When I reach out to him and I say, Dr. Taiwo, cheerfully regards me as a Pastor Gbenga. Some of us, when others are fighting, we can't fight. Why? That spirit is there. Long time ago. So my emphasis is your foundation matters. So take this teaching seriously. I've just run you through these six doctrines. I've told you about eternal judgment. There is one there called baptism, doctrine of baptism. Now in doctrine of baptism, there is part of it that is called baptism of suffering. Suffering. Sir, did you know that Jesus suffered? But in the church today, do we understand that part of baptism? The only one we know is the one inside water. Get inside water and come out. Did you know that when he was baptized into that water, he was baptized, it was the beginning of his suffering. Son of God in the hand of Son of Man. Do we understand all these things? That whatever God wants to do with you, he will take you through certain baptism. And it involves baptism of suffering, baptism of humility and humiliation. Better get all these things. These are the truth the church today don't know. We think everything is all about you pray today, you have it now. Nothing like that when it comes to process. Are you getting me? God is a God of process. Let's look at the life of this man and probably we'll close there today. Oh, Jesus, I have about 7 more minutes to go. So let's just look at the life of Nicodemus so that we can begin to enter into understanding about repentance. Hallelujah. From verse 1, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou do it except God be with him. Let me quickly show you two things there. That this man, even though a Pharisee, knew about Jesus, and he said, I'm not the only one that knows it. We know. But the only thing is that we don't want to accept the truth. What is it they know? One, you are a teacher. So if you want to receive this life of God and you want to receive everything God has for you, your first perception and the right perception about Jesus must be that he's not just your God, he's not just your Savior, but he's your what? Your teacher. And that every time you wake up to do your devotion, you want to learn his will for the day. And that is going to help you to take your devotion very seriously. Why? You know you are learning. You want to learn his will for the day. You are a teacher. That's number one. Then he said, you do miracles. You do miracles. So meaning that even though our Jesus is a teacher, he's also a miracle doer. Are you happy to hear that? Hallelujah. And today, he will do you miracles. Look at verse 3. So Jesus answered him. Look at the response of Jesus. He said, verily, verily. So when you hear verily, it's true. Now there is emphasis. Meaning that there is more truth about this statement. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Wow. You are a teacher. You do miracle.
But Jesus said, I'm telling you the truth.
Except a man be born again,
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Let's read on. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time to his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you that you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can this thing be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knoweth not these things? Let me stop there. Even masters don't know these things. Sir, ma, it is possible a pastor don't know these things. Are you listening to me? It is possible a deacon, a leader in church, a choir leader, one gifted of God and using his gift in the church, and everybody is saying, wow, awesome, gifted, don't know these things. You are a master in Israel, but you master nothing. All you have master is ignorance. So what is it Jesus was telling him? Issue of salvation. So in verse 3, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus said, so how is that going to be possible? Born again? Is a man going to enter into the mother's womb again and be born, which is impossible? Jesus said, that's not what I'm saying. A man must be born of the water and of the spirit. Otherwise, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now remember, we talk about eternity the other time. If anyone will escape eternal judgment, or let me put it this way, if scripture talk about eternal judgment, it is because we were made for eternity. Write this thing down as I'm closing. We were made for eternity. So live your life for eternity. Let me talk about this. I will just mention them. In the cadre of, how will I put it now? Okay, in the cadre of what people live for, there is the level of struggling level. Then there is the level of success. Then there is the level of significance. A lot of people are at the level of struggling. They want to get to the level of success. But only few make it to the level of significance. Can I tell you as a child of God, who want to make eternal impact, don't live for success. Live for impact. Live for significance. Live for significance. Live for significance. Not success. If you live for significance, eventually, of course, you are going to be successful. And you will make your mark. So if Christ talk about, scripture talk about eternal judgment, It is because we were programmed for eternity. And whether we know it or not, every day of our life is counting for our eternity. Every day. So therefore, live your life in such a way that it will be a plus
to your eternity.
So therefore,
I don't want to open too much thoughts today.
But look at the word of Jesus to Nicodemus.
That's what I just want to limit myself to today. By next week, I'll begin to give you what's the definition of repentance and these other. Of course, if I'm going to talk about what repentance is, it simply means change of life, change of attitude. A change, that's repentance. A turning, newness.
You used to be this, now you are this. It's obvious. Everybody can see it. Amen, somebody. If you can hear me, say amen. It's not about people are thinking, maybe you are born again or not. No, it's obvious. This is your life before. Now this is your life today.
Very briefly, I'm going to ask as many want to give their life to Jesus, like Nicodemus, who want to be born of the Spirit and of the water. And that from today, you will have a newness of life. It will be obvious to all that knows you before that something has happened to him, that something has happened to her. And how does it happen? By the Spirit and by the Word. It is only Spirit that gives or that brings conviction by the Word that is spoken. The two works together. A preacher is speaking, reaching out to somebody, the word of salvation. Now, beyond what the fellow is hearing, Holy Spirit is giving conviction. Holy Spirit is addressing more situation inside that fellow. Going beyond the words being spoken. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said to Nicodemus, at the end of the day, when the word, water, and the Spirit work together, and there is a conviction, then somebody will be born again. Born again. There will be a repentance. And then that fellow will be on his way to enter into the kingdom of God. Listen, if you are not yet born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You don't enter by your works. You enter by the works of grace. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Maybe you've not given your life to Jesus. It is time to give your life. And say, Jesus, I surrender my life. Maybe you've been a church goer all this while. You are saying, Jesus, I've come to meet you. I've had your word. Holy Spirit has brought certain conviction into my heart that all this why I have not encountered you. Now I want to surrender my life. That's the first category. The second category, you've given your life, but there is a need for restitution. You'll find out that things you used to do before as a child of God, you no longer do them. You've now compromised. If you have found yourself in a compromising lifestyle, then you need to rededicate your life today. You need to rededicate your life. All eyes closed. This is what life service is all about. You find yourself in a compromising lifestyle. You are saying, Jesus, I'm sorry the way I've lived in the past. Forgive me my sins. Yara Babu Shamba. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Yana Busha. Go ahead and pray. Bring your prayers to a close. Let me quickly show you 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1
and verse 2. And then it's 10 minutes. We should close this meeting. 1 Peter chapter 2. I read from verse 1. Please, can you have... Okay, thank you. Look at the scripture. It said, wherefore, can we all read together? Everybody want to go. Wherefore, laying aside all what? Malice, yes, and all. Guys, yeah, and all. Hypocrisies, and all. And all. Listen, these are the things we do, even as Christians, and we don't see them as an issue. But scriptures is saying, lay them aside. Malice. Hypocrisy. Envy. Why should you envy somebody? For what? Wait for your own time. Thank God for them. Evil speakers. If you still find yourself in this, you need repentance. So can you commit yourself to Jesus? These are the things that make us live a compromising life. And say, Jesus, from today, I want to live a life worthy of you. Go ahead and pray. I surrender myself. True repentance. True repentance. Me die at your feet. Paul said, I die daily. That I keep dying daily. Doing your will. Pleasing you. Come on, pray. This is the time to pray. This is the time to pray. This is the time to pray. And to say, Father, I commit myself to please you the more. And to live a life of repentance. Can you declare that the change that is happening to me now will be obvious to all? And it will last my lifetime. I'm laying aside every evil way, evil speaking, evil lifestyle that does not bring you glory. Somebody, you need to cut off from ungodly relationships that always draw you away from the will of God. You must stop living a compromising life. Stay with Jesus. Let your repentance, let it be known to all. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.